and a stunning new security strategy in Russia, which is now declaring NATO a threat. President Vladimir Putin endorsing the plan last night. It says NATO's military buildup threatens his country's national security.
Federica, thanks. That's right. There's a couple of points to come out of this document, which is a sort of official document that Russia has to update every 6 years. It was last updated in 2009, so time was ripe for this new description, essentially, of the threats to the Russian state as the Kremlin sees it. It says that it sees the expansion of NATO, the Western military alliance, as a major threat to Russia's national interests. And it also says that's because of Russia's what it calls independent domestic and foreign policy, which has triggered a counteraction from the United States and its allies. And so I think the reference there is to the fact that Russia has engaged in military activities in Ukraine. It's engaged in Syria as well, carrying out airstrikes against ISIS and other rebel groups in support of Bashar al-Assad and his allies. And that's angered somewhat the United States specifically, but also NATO countries in general. And so this is a formal document, essentially, which says, look, NATO is a threat to Russia's national interests, but it doesn't necessarily represent a big shift in the thinking of Russia. Russia and Putin in particular has been describing NATO as a strategic threat to Russia for some years now. And indeed, that threat has come to a head over the conflict in Ukraine, where Russia has essentially deployed military forces, although it denies this, to prevent Ukraine from joining NATO and other Western institutions. So it wants to prevent the spread and the expansion, the further expansion of NATO. And it's made that now a priority in terms of its national security.